So, I'm the last one on the list, huh? Goes to show how much the team thinks of me, doesn't it? Or maybe she thinks highly of me and knows that she's saving the best for last. How are you feeling, both physically and mentally? Even in the brief moment I've laid my eyes on you, I have to worry just a little bit. Getting lost in the woods, being secretly whisked about the village must be mentally draining, right? And then there's the other little matter of going through three voracious women before even reaching me. Have you been staying hydrated? Have you got enough rest? Have the others let you have time to even be alone or take care of yourself? Are you even paying attention? You seem rather distracted. Is something on your mind? I see. Are you wondering about all of this? Why, yes. It does seem rather out of place, doesn't it? This modern-looking clinic in the middle of a rural village in a forest. My clothes. My glasses. You're rather observant, aren't you? I'm not sure if the others clued you in, but many of us are masters of illusory magic. We can alter the perception of ourselves, our world, and more. This room, it's a little bit of both, you see. While we are mostly cut off from the outside world, we still have some access to it. My clothes are real. Some of the tools and furnishings are real. Others are mere illusionary conjurations that come from exerting my influence on my own home. I seem powerful to you. I am in my own way, dear. But even these are mere parlor tricks compared to the powers of some of our ancestors. If you're wondering why I look like this, though, well, I am rather fond of some of the modern aesthetics from your world. It's a bit of a classic look, isn't it? Yes, the classy physician, the clean, white lab coat gives off a professional aura, but beneath it lies the hint of feminine charms. The gloves, the curves. I find it rather delightful. Am I actually a doctor? I've had a lot of time to read a lot of books and study, though admittedly, due to a lack of regular patients, I don't get ample time to practice. Back when humans lived with us, I was merely an apprentice. And now, I've been given the mantle of master without the experience to go with it. But now that you're here, if you hang around me, I'd get lots of practice. I could give you private checkups every single day and keep you in tip-top shape. Is something the matter? Your face looks flushed. I assure you, I'm just being professional, darling. Or perhaps Perhaps you're running a fever. Why, could you have caught something in the few days you've been here? Come here, come here. Let me get a good feel. No. No slipping away for you. What would the chief say if I wasn't able to give you a proper physical? Why, we'd both be reprimanded. Got you. Now, let me feel your forehead. Why don't you put your head right here against my chest? My hand. Oh, no. This is a much, much better way to check. See, if you press your head right here, you see, there's far more surface area for it to touch. So, I can get a better idea of whether you have a fever or not. Well, it seems like you're doing okay. Must have just been the heat outside. It gets absolutely terrible this time of year. What do you mean I wouldn't be able to tell if you were feverish or not? Well, yes. There is the fabric of my sweater to consider. Are you saying you'd like to try again without the sweater in the way? Why, I'd be happy to oblige. If you think you're so clever. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were here to give me the checkup. In any case, we do have actual, serious matters to discuss. I have reviewed the notes given to me by the chief, as well as our local priestess. Seems you're a bit of an interesting character, aren't you? Do I have a problem with the priestess? Her methodology it's fine, and her services are valuable. And I have no doubt that these notes are completely accurate, but, well, between you and me, she has no class. There's no charm there. Just a ball of bouncing flesh that would latch onto anyone she could if it satisfied her sordid desires. I'm sure you understand what I'm getting at, yes? Good. I'm glad we're in agreement then. Now, as I was saying, my job isn't to particularly question how or why you got here. That's for the others to do. It's my duty to make sure you are healthy enough to provide for the village, and that being in an environment hasn't taken any toll on you. The others can figure the rest out. I care merely about your physical and mental condition. Yes, provide for the village. Or, at least for one member of the village. Do you not realize the position that you've been thrust into? You are the sole human in a village full of kitsune. After being through three of us, You should understand your place in our society by now. That makes it sound so negative. It's a good thing. Are you familiar with how the Egyptians venerated their cats? It's quite similar in some ways, I think. There's a great deal of respect and appreciation for your kind behind the hungry eyes watching you in the streets. Yes, and behind my hungry eyes as well. You continue to be observant. I like that. And I like you quite a bit so far as well. Now, today's exam isn't going to be a traditional one that you're used to from human doctors. I won't be checking your blood pressure or anything like that. Well, I suppose your blood pressure is involved in today's exam, but not in the way you'd normally think. First things first, I need to see what I'm working with, if you'd be so kind. Oh, come now. The others have seen you already. What reason do you have to be shy with me? Like I said, I am merely a professional carrying out her duties. Good. There you go. You can take it slowly if you'd like. There is no need to hurry with me. That's good. It's real good. I see why the others liked you. There is a little bit of a problem, though. Ugh. Yes. You. The others may not care, but I do. Have you even had a chance to get cleaned up since you came here? You smell like sweat. And, well, you smell like the others. That simply won't do. We'll need to clean you up before I can give you a proper exam. Do I have a bath here? Not quite. I'll be happy to provide for you, though. That is to say, I think a sponge bath would be in order. Provided by yours truly, of course. All you'd need to do is hop up on the table and relax and let me wash away all of the nastiness that the others left on you. Oh, I knew you wouldn't object. In that case, go ahead and lay down on the table. I'll gather what we need from the back. Here we go. Ah, looks like you're already raring to go. Honestly, I love the idea of sponge baths like this. It's kind of oddly intimate, isn't it? Let's get going. Just close your eyes and relax. There we go. It's nice and warm, isn't it? It is. has been so long since I've been able to give a sponge bath like this to somebody. How's that feel? Is that nice? Good. I'm glad. Just relax, my dear. Relax. Let me take care of you. Can you open your legs just a little bit more for me? And to get in back here. There you go. Thank you. Now, moving on. I do hope you're not ticklish. It's time for your feet. Brace yourself. There you go. Good, good. I think we're done on this side. Why don't you go ahead and roll over onto your back, and we'll take care of cleaning up your front, alright? There you go. Good, good. Go ahead and put your arms up. Keep your eyes closed. Just relax. Alright. Here we go. does that feel good? I'm glad. You know, you could have this every day if you wanted. I'd be happy to take care of you. Clean you up every single night. Sure, you're real clean. Good. Your legs slowly. Yes. Yes. Relax. Relax. Just a little bit more down here. There. I think we're all done. How's that? Did you enjoy that? Good. Let's see. How did I do today? There we go. Much, much better. Nice and clean. You won't smell fancy or anything, but that should have been a nice, satisfying, deep cleaning. And now, I don't have to deal with you being soiled by the others in town. I did quite a good job, if I do say so myself. Now, we can move on to a proper exam. Let me set these aside and get a proper look at you. I see. Oh, is this from just the bath alone? Or perhaps it was my charms that made you this way. Well, I suppose that means we should move on to the next step. So, there are two options that we can pursue to get the answers I need. As the patient, it's ultimately your right to choose. I can assure you, both methods will be quite effective. So, it's up to you to decide which one you'll enjoy the most. The first method involves me giving you a physical exam with my hands. Simple enough, yes? The other, well, let's just say it'll involve an injection. No needles, I assure you. Now, once you've made a decision, you can go ahead and join me in the exam room across the hall. I'll be waiting with bated breath, darling. There you are. Thanks for not keeping me waiting. So, did you decide yet? Good. Then, what shall today's exam involve? You'd like me to examine you with my hands. I see. To be quite honest, I expected that answer from you. In that case, why don't you come on over here and lay across the exam bench on your stomach? I took the liberty of draping some cloth over it so you wouldn't be cold. Now, don't be shy. As I said, I'm a professional. You can trust me. What a delightful sight. You look so vulnerable. Yes. I do think I'm going to enjoy today's little exam. What do I intend to do with you? Well, first, I'm going to slip on a new pair of gloves. Then, I'm going to bring this bowl of lotion over. Get my hands all slick and slippery. And then, well, to be quite blunt, I'm gonna milk you like an animal. How does that sound? You'll submit to the warm oil in my skilled hands in mere minutes. Then I'll collect all of your cum in this dish, minus a bit to enjoy myself. And I'll test it for, shall we say, quality. The physical exam is to make sure you can provide enough quantity and quality for any of the girls in the village. Oh, no, no. You won't be treated like some sort of breeding stock. Don't worry. Unless you wanted to, of course. You're more than welcome to throw yourself out before the slavering masses of hungry fox girls out in the streets. I'm just teasing. Don't mind me. Now, if you have no more questions, I am rather looking forward to getting this underway. Good. Good. Now, relax and enjoy yourself while I use my hands to take you to heaven. Look at you, quivering and shaking the moment my oil-slicked hands touch your cock. This is going to be a fun one. How's that? Do you like the feeling of my hands sliding up and down your cock? Oh, do you like it? When my fingers run across the sensitive head. Look at all those leg muscles tensing up. Surely this is not already it, right? Surely you have far more endurance than this, don't you? We're barely a minute in. Don't give up this early. You can resist. You can hold out. I believe in you. Just relax and close your eyes. And focus on the feeling of my hands. Milking you dry. I'm going to wring every last drop of cum out of you. Do you like when I peel it back with every stroke? Does that feel good for you? There's so much pre-cum already. We just started. You're leaking so much out. All over my hands. All it's gonna do is make them more slippery. Yes. Good. Good. Just close your eyes. Empty your head. You don't have to have a single care in the world right now. All you exist for right now is to be lovingly milked by my hands. Twitch. 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 Oh, it's so cute. You're so cute. The way you wrecked my hands with every single stroke. You are such an absolute treat. Yes, you are. Wonder how much endurance you have. How much can you resist it? I do wonder. Well, why don't we find out? Why did I stop? Because I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to come back at you at full force. And I want you to have a chance to steady yourself. So, you better grip on tightly to that bench. Are you ready? Good. As soon as I start at full speed, your body tensed right up. You must really be enjoying that, huh? Listen to it. The sound of oil mixed with your pre-cum. And your moans. Oh, it's absolutely delightful. Yes, moan for me. Moan for me. Gasp and cry out in pleasure. As loud as you can. There's nobody around here except for you and I. Yes, the two of us. You're gonna stare at the table until you come for me. I wanna see you dump every last drop of your thick gum. Over the floor. Listen to you panting like a dog. As I milk you like the animal you are. Yes. Yes. Good puppy. Good puppy. Do your best. Hold out for as long as you can. And then, when you're finally ready, you can just let go. The sound of your moans, you cry out, it's absolutely delightful. I love it so much. Imagine letting me take care of you every single day. Just like this. Let me reduce you to nothing. The thirsty beast is only purpose in life. Use my hands to take you to heaven. And if you're a really good puppy, maybe I'll use my breasts or my lips. Or maybe even something else. Oh, you're trying so hard for me, aren't you? You're doing your best to resist. But how long can you hold out for? Nobody else in the village can do this for you like I can. Yes, there's so much gum. No way, your legs are shaking. Your cock is twitching. Oh, I can see all those muscles tensing up. You're getting ready to come, aren't you? You're gonna come for me. You're gonna pour it all out for me. You don't have to hold back. You don't have to think. All you have to do is come. If you want to, you don't have to ever think again. You can just spend every single day, coming for me, over and over again, feeding me. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my body shook when I said that. Do you like the idea? Do you like the idea of giving yourself over to me? Letting me take care of you? It's being my little pet. It's the only job to feed me their gun. Don't you like that? Oh, yes. You're getting close, aren't you? Are you ready? Yes. Then come for me. Come as if your life depended on it. Yes. Yes, there you go. There you go. Yes. Yes. All of it so much. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, this is such volume. It's so thick, too. Let me get a little taste of that. Ooh, that's good. That's real good. Top marks in both quality and quantity, at least from my initial impression. Yes, yes. I'm sure you'll make someone here very, very happy. If you weren't absolutely drenched in oil, I'd even take the liberty of cleaning you off of my mouth. Well, once you've caught your breath, why don't you go get cleaned up? I'll take this in the back for further exam. I'll see you in a bit, darling. Ah, good. Looks like you've gotten yourself in order again. Wasn't sure if I'd walk back in here to see you dressed, or if you'd still be lying across the exam table in a daze. While I still have plenty more to do after you leave, I will say for now, I have nothing but the utmost praise for what I've experienced today. Now, I suppose if you are going to stay in the village, then I will have to give you an actual medical exam next time. Feel free to come back after you've made your choice. And I'd be happy to take care of that for you. Your choice. You aren't aware yet. I see. I think I may have spoken too early. Please, do me a small favor. And don't tell the chief I said anything. Everything will be clear very, very soon. Suffice it to say, arrangements are being made for you to stay in the village with us for the foreseeable future. Perhaps even for the remainder of your natural life. Oh, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. You'd lead a rather idyllic life. And help us reconnect with humans in the outside world. Not to mention the ability to freely enjoy and indulge in the passions of our people. I'm sure you can guess by now what the choice I mentioned involves, yes? You are rather observant, after all. Now, do pardon me while I drop my usual professional pretenses, but if you were to choose me, I would do everything in my power to to keep you happy and healthy, and not to mention, I could give you private exams practically every day if you so desired. Think about it, won't you? Good. I'll see you around, darling. Don't be a stranger.